Blog Talk Radio.
Angry Bastard Radio.
I'm not afraid.
Yeah. It's been a ride. I guess I had to go to that place to get to this one. Now some of you might still be in that place. Be trying to get out. Just follow me.
You can try and read my lyrics off of this paper before I lay them, but you won't take the sting out these words before I say them. Cause ain't no way I'm gonna let you stop me from causing mayhem. When I say I'm gonna do something, I do it. I don't give a damn what you think. I'm doing this for me. So fuck the world, beat it, beans. It's cashed up. If you think you're stopping me, I'm gonna be what I set out to be. Without a doubt, undoubtedly. And all those who look down on me, I'm tearing down your balcony. No exams or buts, don't try to ask him why or how can he. From infinite down to that last relapse album, he's still sitting. Whether he's on salary, paid hourly, until he bows out or he shits his bowels out of him. Whichever comes first, for better or worse, he's married to the game. Like I fuck you for Christmas, his gift is a curse. Forget the earth, he's got the urge to pull his dick from the dirt and fuck the whole universe. I'm not afraid, I'm not afraid. I shouldn't have to rhyme these words in the rhythm for you to know it's a rap. You said you was king, you lied through your teeth. But as fuck your feelings, instead of getting crowned, you're getting capped. And to the fans, I'll never let you down again, I'm back. I promise to never go back on that promise. In fact, let's be honest, at last, relapse, CD was aired. Perhaps I ran the accents into the ground. Relax, I ain't going back to that now. All I'm trying to say is get back to black clouds. Cause I ain't playing around. It's a game called circling, I don't know how.
Well, right now I think she's messing around with pot.
I mean, listen, if they're not giving us head, they don't need to be on the show.
Ah, shit. We starting off like that.
That's the first thing of the year that I'm giving to the people. You know what I'm saying? This is your boy 6-4, in case you ain't know the fucking voice. If you didn't know the voice, then fuck you. You know what I'm saying? But like I said, man, if we don't want your bitches, you're not giving head, man. Like, that's the bottom line. I mean, Joy can give head, too.
Hey, Joy Money.
Yes.
Let's go.
Hello.
How you doing?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm talking to you.
Yeah. Why is that phone breaking up?
What?
Gosh. Damn.
Shaky ass nigga.
My phone is up on the show.
Yes.
Oh, no.
It's no. Say something else.
Something else.
Not you.
You heard what I said, right, Joy?
Yeah, I heard you.
If you want to be a member of the team.
I guess I should hang up then.
Nah, don't do that.
That's up to you.
Nah, Joy Money already paid her her respect to the public. To the
Not to me. Not to me.
You niggas said not to me.
Oh.
So Joy Money, what you been up to?
Yeah. Hold on.
Oh, This is why
you gotta pay your respects to the
to the God. Right. Man. That's it. Sorry does not cut it.
What is up? What are you guys doing? What's going on?
Obviously, yesterday on the bed. Obviously.
I just woke up like 20 minutes ago.
Yes, I know.
That's disgusting, yo. So you're one of those Facebook people that. As soon as they wake up, they got to jump on Facebook.
Unemployed life.
I was trying to see if anybody posted what the weather, like what the roads are looking like here, because I have to go get my car. I got stuck at the train station last night.
You know who posts that? The news. The news usually posts stuff like that. So you don't got to hop on Facebook for the weather, you know what I'm saying? And anybody
it's easier to hop on Facebook.
No, it's really not. Because the news is not.
I don't get local. There's like no local news for Lindenwald. They talk about Camden. I don't live in Camden.
You know what? You're revealing a lot. Number one, you live in Lindenwald. We all know what that
That's
means.
Not That's not a
French.
Secret.
Lindenwald is French for whack. All right. That's number one. Number two is obviously you don't have cable because you're talking about they don't have it on the local channel. So I mean,
I do have cable. Who is
that?
Yeah, you know, you already know. He's angry, man.
Angry. And number three, I mean, Joy.
Go take a nap. Calm down.
Listen, you need to take a nap. You done took a nap for the both of us. You're unemployed at waking up at 12 o'clock.
A lot of people are off today, though, son.
I mean.
I'm not off today. I wish I was off today.
Unemployed people work every day.
Still working out there?
Yeah.
Damn. You're at the bottom.
At your local Taco Bell.
Oh, shit.
That's why I got stuck at the train station. They did not plow that shit at all, yo. Like, not at all. Like, the shit was ridiculous.
What club is popping over there in your area?
Down there?
Yeah.
It depends on the night. I don't know. I don't go out down there. When I get off of work, I'm ready to come the fuck home. Like, I don't even want to go anywhere down there. Like, I mean, the pool's a good place to go. Dusk.
Yeah, pool's a shit.
The pool.
For y'all
dusk.
That don't know, talking about pool out in Harris Hotel. See, a lot of you bum ass niggas out there, y'all just going out to Philly clubs and, you know, y'all going out to Jersey clubs because that's all you can really afford. Like, Atlantic City is considered Jersey, but Atlantic City's more like, yo, don't come down here if you ain't got, you know, some money in your pocket.
Basically.
Like, don't get in a club and think you're just going to get in the club. And that's it. No drinks or nothing. I'm just going to party now.
Just get in the club and play the wall with no drinks?
Yeah, play the wall and shit. Like, if you're not walking around with, I don't care if, damn it, if you go to the bartender and say, yo, let me get a cup with ice water. You got to walk around with a cup. Because if a chick don't see you with a cup, she's like, that nigga's broke. I'm not down with him.
That is funny.
He don't even have a drink in his hand.
You know what I think? I mean, not that anybody gives a shit, but. Mm-hmm. Like, who gives a shit what these fucking women think, honestly? Who cares? Honestly, I mean, if she's not your woman or your mom or someone that's close to you, like, who really cares what they think? They don't even know how to govern their own self. Like, who gives a shit?
No, what do you feel about that, Joy Money?
Well, if a dude is in the club without a drink in his hand, he might not be a drinker. Like, it's no big deal.
That's true.
You know, maybe he just doesn't drink, or maybe he's the designated driver for the night or whatever. Like, if you ain't got no drink, that is really no big deal.
Well, you know, one thing I noticed, every time we go out the AC, is, you know, me and my boy, we go in. You know what I mean? My nigga, one word right here, we go in. My bad for tapping your head like that while you're sleeping. But pause. But, it's my thing I noticed. Oh, for y'all to know, 6'4 is not masturbating. He's actually in the gym lifting 20 pounds of weight. He's struggling on 20 pounds. I mean,
yeah,
it is. I thought his fat ass to get back in the gym.
Hold
but,
on,
you
that's just lifting my penis to take a pee. So.
What happened?
That's only when I lift my penis to take a pee. That's 20 pounds.
That's a little too much information there, bro.
I mean,
but
it is what it is, you know what I'm saying? Really.
No, but I noticed that, like, various chicks that we bump into, like at club pool in the Harris Hotel, we would you know, we put the game down, the Mac down or whatever, and then at the end of the night, the chicks would be like, "Well, where are you going? You got a room around here?" We'd be like, "Nah, we're going back home." And everybody would be like, "Wow, what are you doing?" "Oh, well, we have a hotel room out here."
Mm-hmm.
And every chick, doesn't matter whether she was white, black, skinny, fat, Asian, Chinese, whatever, that's the same shit, alien, yo, they will all look at us funny like, "Well, what was the point of you driving down here to drive back home? Are you broke?
What?
Do you not have money for a hotel?"
Wow.
And I'm like,
"Really? Really? Because, I mean, it's not like AC is that far away."
Yeah, and it's not like AC is popping like that. Like, I got to stay out here, I drive. Like, it's not my fault.
Whoa. AC is popping. You go the right night, AC is popping.
I mean, yeah, but when I say popping, I mean, like, popping enough, like, put like this. That's relative to who you ask. But me, you personally, like, I don't got to stay out here. Like, I drive, number one. I got gas money, number two. And number three, I got some place I could be. Like, I don't got to be in a hotel room just because you took the bus here. You took the bus here? That's why you staying in a hotel? Oh, okay. Don't try to fuck all of that dumb shit. Bitches don't be having nothing, man. Don't let no fucking female tell you what it is and what it ain't. They don't be having shit, man. They be trying to look at you all funny, like, "Oh, look at his shoes, look at his this, look at his that." Boy.
Yeah, you're right.
I have some unresolved issues with women, apparently.
Nah, you ain't got no unresolved issues, but I'll tell you one thing. I got to shout out my boy, Maui, because this nigga did some pimp shit of the year, man, of the year. I wasn't here. I was told about it, and it was pretty smooth. Joy, you know Maui?
No.
All right, well, you're a little new nigga.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know him. You know that degenerate. But,
Yo, GQ, I haven't met Joy.
Yeah, you met Joy Money, man. Moment E was on that hill, E was trying to get out of.
When?
I never met him.
Oh, when we went where?
You never met him?
No.
She met Ibrahim.
Oh. Okay, you never met Joy Money. Joy Money was a little freak, man, back in the technical difficulty days, man.
That's a new move right there. Does she have a piercing in her face?
Yes.
No,
I
don't.
In her lip.
I don't have that no more.
I figured that. I was going to say she used to. All right, I saw it before. I mean, all right, carry on. Anyway, what were you saying?
Yeah, this nigga, some chick was around, right? You know, the chick was among the fellas. You know how sometimes liquor tends to change people's perception? So, you like how I use that word, right? I do not know what the hell perception means, but it sounds like something that would float with what I just said. So, you know, perception. But, so, you know, everyone's getting shots, right? My one right here that's snoring. In the other kitchen, my nigga G. They didn't know what was going on, what Maui was up to. So Maui pours three shots. what was it, two or three? Three shots of vodka for this chick, right? Gives her three shots early. And he makes shots for the fellas. Well, one for...
Come on, son.
You know.
You sound like you're underwater. You sound like you're underwater again.
Ah,
come on, bro. Get it together.
What about now? I sound better?
Yeah.
I mean,
Oh, no. There you go again.
Hold on. Joy, I have a question. How old are you, Joy, if you don't mind me asking?
I'm 26.
Oh, it's mobile shit, man.
And how tall are you, if you don't mind me asking? How tall are you?
I don't know, 5'5".
Stand up over here and shit.
And how much do you weigh, if you don't mind me asking?
I'm not going to answer that.
You're a thick girl. I like thick girls, though.
So,
I like thick girls.
I love a nice little girl.
Yo, your phone is out of control. Like,
yeah, it sure is.
Man, yo.
Go stand near a window or something.
I stand near a window.
Go jump out the window. How about that?
Hey, yo, somebody let me use that phone, man.
Oh, boy, listen to this guy begging. This is AB Radio, y'all.
That is hilarious.
Radio.
It doesn't get any worse. He's got to borrow a phone to use just to broadcast the show. Wow. Wow. Wow.
Where are you home?
I'm at, Jerry's.
Are you at a house? Like, there's no house phone?
Nah, niggas don't use house phones no more.
What's wrong with you, woman? You should know that.
Why 2011. Not? Come in handy. Like, for now, instance, you need a phone. You need a house phone.
Nah, he needs a working phone. It doesn't matter. You need a working phone.
Right? What about now? Is it working now?
Ooh, look at him with the reception. You're good, bro. Yo, Joy, not for nothing. Just let me say this real quick, because I know I be rude sometimes and I can come off a little abrasive. You sound like a cutie, you know what I'm saying? And I really don't care what you got going on in your life. I'm going to make you mine.
What?
You know what I said.
That sounded like an intro to an LL Cool J song, nigga.
That's
you heard
funny.
What I said, right, Joy?
Okay.
Yo, man, Joy Marnie was off the scene for a minute, man, because she was booed up.
I was not booed up.
Are you still booed up?
No, I wasn't booed up to begin with. I was working.
Oh hit and run, huh? Hit and run. You left that hit and then he ran. Hit and run.
No, I wasn't booed up. I didn't have no booze. I haven't had any booze. I've been working and writing, and that's it.
So what are you saying? You're backed up, like sexually? You sexually repressed right now?
Yeah, I don't have sex.
Oh boy, me neither. What a point is.
Sex. Oh, what the hell? Oh my god.
I don't mean to be on your business, Joy, but you know when I see a pretty woman, I gotta, you know. Not every pretty woman. Not most women, actually, no. I don't even choke the females. It sounds ridiculous. I've never been a chaser. Like, I've just been... That's not really relevant anyway. Did this guy get his phone fixed or what?
Nah, my phone's fixed right now.
All right, son, you got to stop me, man, because I'll put my foot in my mouth and then it'll be too late.
Hey, yeah. Shout-out to... get a free post on Angry Bastard. You know, we make it big.
Your phone is doing it again.
Oh, come on, man. Yeah. I just turned my head just a little bit.
Well, turn it back just a little bit.
Horrible. I hate T-Mobile, man. It's some bullshit.
Yo, Joy, man. Hey, yo, Joy.
Yes.
What up, man?
Nothing.
How you feeling?
I'm okay. How are you?
I'm dynamite, I must say. I'm feeling positive, feel, you know, empowered.
Dynamite?
Yes, dynamite.
Oh, that's major.
You know? So what's happening then? What's going on with your life? How you been? How are the kids? How are the family? You know?
Oh, no kids. But everybody's great.
Okay, cool. So you in school, working, both?
I work. No school, nice. Just work.
Nice. I'm gonna come to your job and get a double cheeseburger later on, all right? Can you just hook me up?
We don't sell burgers at my job. Oh, we have a burger bar. You could go there. I don't think they make double cheeseburgers, though.
I want a double joy burger. Hello. Sounded like a pity laugh to me.
Who says that though? On a double jointer. That was funny.
Sounds like a pity laugh, boo.
Where are you, in New York?
Yeah, I'm on Broadway actually right now.
Where are you? Hey.
Oh. GQ. GQ.
His phone just went all the way out.
Oh boy. Let me find out where on the show, and it's just what it is. Just me and you having a conversation, no music, no nothing.
How does that happen?
I don't know, but I'm about to go to the sauna and get
yeah,
out.
Nigga.
Oh.
Shit. Yeah, nigga. Shout out to Sprint, baby. T-Mobile sucks. Especially if you're paying $50 a month. Bitch.
Okay.
Yo, now I want to give a big shout out to Clear Network, right? They got this this modem, right? It's a wireless modem. Now, Sprint got me for that little bullshit that they got. And once it overheats, it shuts off, shit like that. Yo, this Clear Network shit is off the chain. It works off the 4G network.
Uh-huh.
Now, I don't even know if it works off the 4G network. All you need is a good 3 bars on it. That's it. If you can maintain 3 bars, you're good. Out of 6, you're good.
Mm-hmm.
I'm at my boy's crib. He gets no reception really at all.
Uh-huh.
I mean, he gets it because I'm on the phone, but he gets my reception in my crib. I'm on a higher level. I get like 4 to 5 bars.
Uh-huh.
He gets, if you put it in the right area, 2 to 3. And we on Xbox all night, man. All night. That's what we do.
Mm-hmm.
Xboxing it. JJ the Dark Knight. You know what I mean? Y'all get your stuff up. Y'all really want to get your face shot off. I mean, it is what it is. There's nothing.
He said all night. I mean, you and your homie all night, you might want to be sure he's got it.
Oh, no, playing Call of Duty all night.
Oh. Oh, you said Call
of
Booty?
Whoa.
Hold on. You and your homie playing Call of Booty all night? Whoa.
No, not Call of Booty, Call of Duty all night.
Hold on. I'm done with you right now. Hold on. Where's Joy, man? Where's Joy, man?
yo, my son said, who said that?
What happened?
What hurt? He said, who said that? G-checking niggas. Who said that shit? Nothing. You're lost in the sauce. But, yo, let me just tell you, because my shit was breaking up.
Oh,
so he gets a shorty 3 shots, right? Of vodka. And then it's my man G, my man R, and Maui. He makes a shot for them.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So they get a shot each. Shorty gets 3 shots. Because, you know, a lot of girls ain't going to drink unless you're drinking.
Yeah, of course not.
So they have it out. She necks him down, bam.
More than you.
Exactly. So she necks him down, bam, bam, bam. 3 down, right? Time for these niggas to neck their shit down. They neck it down. My man R looks at Maui like, why does this shit taste funny? It don't even taste like alcohol at all. Come to find out, he put 3 drops. He filled their joints up with all water and gave her the alcohol.
I mean, so what? I don't understand. Listen.
You don't understand what's going on? In other words, she thought it was vodka in their shot glass. So she was cool with drinking her vodka.
Of course.
In their shot glass was nothing but water.
It was water. And like I said,
exactly.
You always give her more than you, if not all of it. That way she gets fucked up and loosens up for you. You know what I'm saying?
I've never heard that scenario before. When I found out, I was like, wow, you know, when he gets the American genus, you know, until someone else does some other shit.
How was that G shit?
Because Shorty thought it was vodka and they shit, and it wasn't.
I mean, I guess. What do you think about that, Joy?
I'm sorry, I clicked over because my sister
called. Oh, shit.
Oh, man. So this one was,
well,
I was talking to myself.
No, because I heard you say she had no problem drinking it or something like that. I didn't understand what was happening, so it kind of...
In other words,
can I tell you,
she got the vodka and everyone else got the water, but she thought they was drinking vodka as well.
Hold on.
Was really down in water.
GQ, hold on a second. Listen, GQ and Joy, right? Listen, I got to take a shower real quick, you know what I'm saying? So I'm
gonna Whoa, you taking a shower at the gym?
Of course.
Taking a shower. Yo, don't get athlete's feet, nigga.
You tripping.
And don't drop the soap, you bitch ass nigga.
Oh my goodness.
You think this is like locked up with Eddie Murphy and fucking Arsenio Hall? Nah, nigga. This is what you're talking about. Anyway, I'm going to put my phone in my locker real quick.
but don't hang up, you know what I'm saying? Because I'm Joy. I got something for you when I come back, all
right? Okay.
Nigga said, I got something for you.
Oh, man.
Nigga, what you got for her, nigga? You take the dollar vans everywhere, nigga. Broke-ass nigga, you got for her? Nah, but yo, Joy Money, man, what's up? What you been up to?
Nothing, just...
Ready.
Work. That's it.
All right, no doubt. Yeah, I was trying to get you on this show, like, last year.
I know, but you, because... When you used to do the show, it was when I was off, but they changed my schedule. So usually when you do the show, I'm at work.
Okay. So when do you work? Nighttime only?
Yeah.
All right.
That's
au revoir. Au revoir.
And today I was just like, oh, maybe I could. And I saw the thing, and I was like, let me call or whatever. But I have to go soon. I got to go dig my car out.
Hey, yo, you see my Facebook post, right?
I don't have no food here.
I'll dig you out for some food. Stop playing games, you know what I mean?
I don't food have
is anything.
No food.
You know, Pop-Tarts or something, you know, a loaf of bread.
Pop-Tarts.
Some stale oodles and noodles.
Oh, my goodness. No, I got some cream and mushroom soup.
We can go with that. We can start off with that. You ain't got, like, no chicken to dip it in or some crackers or something.
No, I have to go food shopping. I had fish, but I cooked it yesterday. It was so good.
Yes, fish. What type of fish? Tilapia?
It was tilapia.
Yo, niggas stay making tilapia.
I
and
love
whiting.
Tilapia.
Tilapia and whitings.
No, I don't like whiting. That's all I eat. Tilapia, salmon, and bluefish. I love bluefish.
I never had bluefish.
That is the best. That's my favorite fish.
Oh, shit.
No,
all right, Joy Money.
Dig that shit out. Oh, I don't want to go outside.
Yo, it's cool. I mean, the only good thing about it is that the sun is out.
How are the roads? Like?
Well, put it like this. You know how neighborhoods, the roads be all shitty because they do a shitty job. Well, if the roads in this neighborhood is somewhat clear because of the snow, best believe, you know, Blackwood area is clear and, you know, damn near 42 is clear. You know, all that shit is clear.
I really
but
don't.
But see, you live over there in L-Town, so. You know,
yeah.
But then again, I heard, you know, Camden got rid of half their police force, so a lot of those Negroes that live in Lindenwald are going back home. You know? And they're taking, they might take their prostitutes with them.
They need to take the snow with them when they leave because I don't feel like, I have to dig out the car to bring it home to dig out a parking spot so I can park it. Like,
yeah, it's crazy. You better put like a couch or a vacuum cleaner in your parking spot.
I know, right? I'm going to drag the futon outside.
Word, drag the futon right there. Don't touch my futon. Don't do shit with it. Don't even lay on my shit.
Nice. I'm going to pay a homeless man $5 to sleep on the futon while I'm out. That nigga be super hot. He be all happy. Like, he gets to take a nap on the couch. What?
And he get $5.
Yup.
That's five things. That's five things at Burger King.
That's funny.
Actually, no, that's four things because of taxes.
Yeah, because taxes.
She said she's going to pay a homeless man to sleep on a futon in her parking spot so nobody
You are so silly. What are we talking about today? Like, what is going on? Like,
Well, today's topic is, it's just a show that I haven't done in a minute. And the last show we did was Drama Hour, and that was on the 29th of December. And I don't have a laptop, so I happen to be at this nigga G Money's crib. And I'm like, damn, man, I got my Wi-Fi joint over here. You got a laptop. I might as well do a show.
I just did a show off
a spur moment. Like, ain't really no topic. I wasn't planning on anybody calling because you know how my crew is. So I was going to play all music. But, you know, Joy Money came and saved the day. That's why I need Joy Money in the building.
That's funny. What happened? So who do you do the shows with now? Just you and...
Normally it's just me and SD. 6-4 tends to, you know, be in the loop. L.E. He's too busy in the fetal position. He's getting his ass licked by random women.
Oh, Lord. That's gross.
Yeah, that's disgusting.
Mm-hmm.
My nigga the other day got colonic. He thinks he's the shit now. Yeah, you must know what I'm talking about.
Yes. He was so proud of it.
Yeah, I got colonic. I'm smarter now. Oh, what? You got your ass cleaned out. Literally. Like someone took a silver spoon to your ass and scraped it like it was a cup of ice cream.
Oh, my God. That is hilarious.
Nigga think he's better than everybody now.
Oh,
nigga,
boy.
I'm smarter
than
you.
No, he doesn't.
You know
you can't tell him no different.
Nah, you can't.
That's
yo,
funny.
Son, we're going the wrong way. The navigation system says make a right. No, I'm making a left. I got a colonic. I know where I'm going. I got a colonic.
That is funny.
I'm
He's
surprised
very
he
sad
actually went through with it.
I know. When he told me, I was like, you did what? What are you talking about? He was like, it wasn't that bad. I was like, yeah, no, that sounds very uncomfortable.
Yes. Especially
I mean, it's supposed to be
me.
Good for you, though. Like, that's what they say.
I'm not doing, you know how Negroes are. Like, I'm not doing anything unless a doctor says, yo, you have backed up macaroni and cheese in your system, and it's blocking all the good food from going in. You're going to die in 72 hours if you don't get your ass dug out. Literally. Cannot pause. You know what I mean? Then I'm like, ah, damn. All right, doc. I had to do it. That way, if niggas be like, yo, this nigga got caught. I had to do it, son. I had to.
That's funny.
I'm not going to say,
I mean,
yo,
you
I
could go
colonic.
Get it done and not tell nobody. Like,
yeah, but that's kind of like along the gay lines.
It's
not,
ass, though.
I got my ass ate out, but I'm not telling nobody.
No,
I feel
it's
gay.
Not gay. It's not like they stick a whole, I don't know. It's a little thing that they put in there and just clean it out. Like, they flush it out.
Yeah,
it's supposed
right,
to be good for you. I mean, it probably is because it, you know, cleans out all that shit that's built up in there. So, I don't know.
I mean, yeah, I feel you. Like, I told him, I said, you know what? That's what's up. I mean, you're more man enough than me because couldn't do it. This is the shit that you got to do. First, you got to lay on your stomach and lift your leg a little bit. Like, that would make right there, I'm like, okay, you know what? I feel uncomfortable. Like,
you would
just
leave
put me to sleep or something like that? Pause.
Put you to sleep. This
put me
isn't
to sleep,
the
pause.
Dentist. This is not the dentist.
Yeah, like, give me some Novocaine or something like me.
That
is
hilarious.
Entertain me or something like that, like, you know. He said they put the football on his stomach to relax his stomach and shit. I'm like, whoa, nigga. They went in.
That is so funny.
It was clean. But see, the only thing that got me was the fact that he said, oh, well, you know, they said that, you know, you've been eating bullshit for like 24, 25 years. One treatment ain't going to do it. And I'm like, see, you got to do more than one treatment. And I don't know how much it was, but let's just say it's $100. And I need 5 visits. That's $500 right there. Like, is it really worth it? I mean,
well,
just because
I'm shitting
out water doesn't mean anything. What if I drink a whole bottle of prune juice? I shit that out. You know what I mean? Do I really need a colonic and shit out water? And say,
do
you know
really
what, I do feel better now.
Because, no, but if you drink something like prune juice or something like that, it's not the same thing because the colonic,
hey,
it flushes it out.
Enjoy.
Like, yeah.
Enjoy.
Yes.
I'm back, all right?
Hi.
Hi. Okay, what are we talking about? We're talking about colonics and fat burning
clean.
Shit?
He said.
Yeah, we talking about.
He said it's gay.
DQ tight. I cut him off. I do that, son. I'm the older brother. I do stuff like that. You know what I mean?
I think you should go get one.
Go get one. Fuck it.
Nah, man. I mean, play this. You know what? All my life, if my brothers ain't doing it, I'm not doing it. So I told E about it. I said, yo. Because E, you know, he's into shit like that. So I'm like, 1782. I'm like, yo,
no, it wouldn't
did you
hurt.
Get a colonic? I was like, yo, did you ever get a colonic? He's like, hell no. I'm like,
hell
would
no.
You? He's like, I mean, it's good for you, but nah, I don't need one. I'm like, all right. Nigga six, yo, you ever got a colonic? Nah, nigga, I ain't got a colonic.
Nah, dog.
And that nigga, and these niggas is 4 years older than me. So the day they get a colonic is the day I'm like, eh, all right, I'll get one.
Yeah, what?
Until then, nah. They didn't get one, why am I getting one? I don't even think my, you know, my father's in his 50s and probably in his late 50s. I don't think brother ever, I don't even think he ever got a colonic.
Brother,
even know
brother
what
Johnson.
One
brother Johnson.
Yeah, brother Johnson. So...
I'm
yeah,
sure
man.
It's not that bad, though. Like, the way he the way he described it, it didn't seem that bad. It just seems like it might be, I don't know.
Invasive.
I guess kind of uncomfortable. Like,
it's
yeah, like,
they
shoot warm water into you. Like, I don't know
yeah.
how I feel about something going back inside of me. Pause.
I mean, no, listen. Don't be a homophobe, all right? That whole shit is invasive. The whole colonic shit, is in, but it is what it is. You got to think
I mean,
about the benefits.
True.
The benefits outweigh the bullshit, you know what I'm saying? I don't know, I guess it's different for everybody though. Wait, what about you, Joy? No one? Did you get one, Joy? I don't know, I mean, I'm not against getting one, like, you know, it cleans you out. You can't, you know what I'm saying, there's nothing wrong with getting cleaned out. Word.
Is he taking phone calls? Like,
yeah.
Is that
yo,
what's happening right now?
Yeah, that's this is the hood angry bastard session. We got to borrow phones, and we're taking phone calls, all right?
Yeah, we're taking phone calls, man. It's a station that lets you speak your mind. You feel me? So whatever's
hold
on your
on,
mind,
Joy.
You just come out and say it.
Well, hold what on, Joy.
That?
Go ahead, Joy. I'm listening. Don't worry about him. I'm listening.
I know. He scared me. He started yelling. Like, calm down. It's okay. Oh, I gotta go, you guys.
Come on.
I have to go dig my car out.
Yeah, I told you. Just give me some a piece of cornbread and I'll dig it out with my hands.
I told you, I have cream of mushroom soup and one piece of tilapia, but I'm about to eat that for breakfast. Oh, I'm going to eat it with grits. That's going to be so good.
I like
tilapia.
Tilapia
with
what
grits?
Is it baked or broiled or fried?
I broiled it.
Ooh.
Ooh. Seymour?
That shit was
Joy.
Good, too.
Hey, yo, Joy, we about to have a problem. I'm going to tell you that shit right now. I know you got to go, but just let me say this. You and I are going to have a problem.
Like a bad problem? Like you want to fight me?
Yo,
damn.
No, I'm going to pour, like, hot baby oil on your butt cheeks.
What are you talking about?
I'm sorry. It's just your voice. Like, why don't you be... I know, and I know Ace Money's going to punch me in the face when he finds out. I was talking to his wife like this, but, you know.
Oh, my God.
What?
Enjoy money.
Enjoy dollar sign, man.
You want your real name on it?
Hello?
Yo, the nigga's
is
name,
that G-Money?
The nigga's name is Rob Bass. He
hi.
Said, what's up?
Mm-hmm.
What's up, Rob? Rob Bass.
Rob Bass, you heard it?
Yeah, you heard it.
Yo, Joy, listen, we're going to have to, it was a good talking to you. You know
it was good talking to you, too.
I know you have to go and all that. I hope you enjoy your fish. And
I will, and I'm going to make it with grits.
I hope I get a chance to put you on a grill this summer, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, don't be a stranger. We have to actually erase, we have to delete this this fake broad from, some fake Puerto Rican broad from the show.
Yeah,
we got a picture of her up there, like, she's getting fame for nothing.
No. You have a picture of her up there. Let's be clear.
Wait,
yeah,
you
yeah,
still
we,
have her? Is this the same chick from before? Like,
no,
I'm not gonna
no,
say
no,
her
no,
name,
no.
but.
Nah, she was Cuban. She was Cuban B. Cuban B.
Cuban B.
Yo, what are you guys doing for the Super Bowl?
You.
No. Oh shit. Aww. You beat me to it. I was gonna say that too.
Nah, let me stop. I'm just kidding. I'm chilling. I'm watching the Super Bowl. You inviting the brothers over? You inviting the angry bastard constituents over?
I don't know. That's why I was talking to my cousin. We was trying to figure out what we was doing.
Oh, your cousin is a female?
Yeah.
Oh, let's go.
Continue.
Yeah, I was trying
to figure out. You mean T-Mac?
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
This nigga, Ace called her tea bags the other day.
Who called her tea bags?
That shit was so funny because I forgot man. They used to call her T Ran, and he walked in the door. He's like, "What up, T Bag?"
I know.
I was like, "I can't with you." But what you? What
hey,
you at a house party?
Any woman out there need their nails done? Let me know. I feel like tricking off today.
You're a fool,
I need a manicure.
I got you right now. I got you on that mani, on that pedi, on that wash and set, right now.
I do need a wash and set because not
there
my hair's natural. I need a trim.
Ooh.
Yeah, well, after you get that trim, right, and you're done walking in the snow, I'm going to lay down on your carpet. I want you to rub your feet on my back.
What?
If you could.
Wait,
now,
what are you guys doing over there? Y'all should come dig my car out.
I'm in New York, man. Like,
oh, yeah, you are in New York.
You better believe. I come dig it out with no problem, but that's not the only thing I'll be digging out, not to be disrespectful.
Okay.
I don't mean, you know what? I'm sorry, I take that back.
Hmm.
That's not true. I'm more than willing to do
true.
It, but I'm just too far away.
That's not true.
I'm just too far away.
That is funny. All right, no, really, let me go. When are you doing another show, mañana?
Yeah, we're doing it tomorrow.
What time?
When he fixes his phone.
Probably around, like, what, is my phone messed up again?
No, but next time maybe you should stand outside or something. I don't know. But there's no, like, walls constricting your signal.
Oh, I like wall constriction.
You like
mm-hmm.
wall constriction?
I like being constricted by walls, yeah.
Being constricted by walls.
You are
walls.
Funny.
Let me stop. I'm just kidding.
That's funny.
I'm really not, but I'm kidding.
You're really not, but you're
kidding. I'm kidding.
I'm joking, but I'm not.
I'm not.
I'm joking, but I'm not joking.
Take your time and hurry up.
That is funny. You guys are hard.
I will look.
Stop,
wait, what time are you doing the show tomorrow?
Word.
Oh,
call me later, and I'll let you know exactly what time. Just call me later.
All right, I got
six,
you.
We're doing it at 6 o'clock.
I'm serious. I'll
be at work.
What time do you go to work?
What's tomorrow? Friday?
Tomorrow's Thursday all day. Oh, Friday.
Well, I work tomorrow night. That's all I can say. I'll be at work at 6. Like, I had already
all
been
right, so
there for
a better
a few
time
hours.
For you is 4 to 5.
Uh-huh. I'll try to call, but I won't be able to talk long.
It's all right. Just as much time as you have is enough.
And it's full.
You guys are adorable. All right, I will talk to you guys later. Because I need to bundle up so I can go dig this car out.
Oh, boy, she's playing the violin now. Dig your car out, girl. If you don't mind me asking, I know you got to go. I know you touched the time. Where's your boyfriend? Where's your man? Where's somebody, you know what I'm saying, like that can actually take care of the physically taxing job?
I told you I don't have one of those. I do everything by myself.
What about dad, stepfather, older brother, cousin, neighbor?
I don't have any. Well, I don't have any brothers, and my cousins that live over here, they're female. And they're probably snowed in as well, so.
The guy that wants you, but so you just use him to buy you coffee and do little things around the house.
I don't use people. That's terrible.
It is terrible, right? Women do that, you know?
Oh, yeah, I know they do, but I don't do that.
Good. I like that. That's a plus. But that's the conversation for tomorrow. So go ahead and do your thing, folks.
All right. Y'all behave. Don't be acting all crazy on.
Listen, he's gonna give you my number tonight so you can go ahead and while you're at work, you know, go ahead and do your thing.
Okay.
He's gonna furnish you with my number, right?
All right.
Mm-hmm.
mm-hmm. I'll talk to y'all later.
All right, peace. All right. Man, where you at, man? GQ, man. Yo, GQ,
yo,
man, stop playing.
I'm over here like, nah, she's not talking about my thing because my joint is old. I'm like, we got some new Tims over here. Yeah, we about to play a quick track real quick.
Uh-huh.
I'm only going to play like a little bit of it because we're going
uh-huh.
to introduce, this is going to be the, well, not the introduction because she's not a host, but
uh-huh.
I'm going to have to introduce Harlem World's Harlem's finest. No, shit,
boy.
You already know, man. You already
I already know. It's about to be turmoil up in here.
Yeah, you already know. 37 minutes up. I had to put an extra 30 minutes on the show. Had to.
Uh-huh. You had to.
And this is Cameron and Vado speaking in tongues. Harlem, boy. Let's go.
You know what it is?
Sucking on something and kept saying
Yeah.
Oh, my nigga.
It's all about, oh, this is how I'm
the
going to do
ego.
It.
He said that when he see us, he's going to kill both of us and chop us up and sell us.
So that's a good way of getting shot. Like, you don't do shit like that.
Oh, well, too bad. He tried to shit on me. I was shit. Yo, that nigga's sick right now. I know he's sick. Anyways, first of all, oh, is that why you didn't want to put me on air? Because that was his girl or whatever, and you didn't want me to blow him up and shit?
No, that's not his girl.
Whatever. She need to go eat her fish and go somewhere. That nigga was sucking her dick so heavy, like, making me sick. Step your game up, B. Go get your own bitch. That niggas is all trying to get this bitch. Like, she fucking top model and shit. She probably whack that shit anyway. I'm about to have her calling back to show.
Yeah, man. I don't know, man. But, yo, you tell us something in the background, man.
Whatever. He don't care. Tell him he's still giving his best shot. How my niggas say? Yo, I sent that video to you.
Yeah, so what's good?
I'm chilling.
Yo, how's the snow over there in Harlem World?
It's actually pretty clear. The streets is good. It's like, you know, snow on the sidewalk and stuff, but, you know, Manhattan, they don't play that shit. They got, you know what I'm saying, they got to get shit moving over here. Out there in Jersey and shit.
Yeah, continue.
Yo, how that nigga was deep throwing that shit on the video.
Well, we don't want to hear that gay shit.
Alright. So what's, you have to put that extra 30 minutes because your girl's going here. What's really fucking good? Matter of fact, let's switch the show up. Today we airing niggas out. Anybody want to get aired out today?
Yeah, word up. Anybody want to air somebody out? Hand us up. 914-338-1782.
I want to air out. Alright.
He got everything to eat.
Who are you talking to?
I'm talking to your mother. That's who I'm talking to.
Who are you talking to? Who's down in the background?
That's your mother in the background. My mother slapped her right in her butt.
Stop disrespecting, because you'll get a video made about you too and post it on Facebook.
I mean, you do what you gotta do. Hey, yo, Six, call your show. Yeah. You can definitely get roasted. Don't get it twisted. All right, Lala.
All right, my nigga. You want to try to get me roasted for what? But go ahead and do what you do, because you know I'm already ready for that. Fuck out of here.
Mm-hmm. You're in beast mode already.
You want me going here talking to this bitch eating fish and spaghetti and all of that, trying to be all bougie with it and trying to suck her fucking pussy mad heart. I need somebody to come take my car.
Yeah.
That motherfucker's probably pulling on top of each other to do that shit. Fucking lame ass niggas. Matter of fact, try to roast me. I'm fucking shitting on all y'all niggas today.
What happens?
This show is getting trash. You want me to make this show live? I got to call a corner in now.
First of all, let me let you know something, all right, fat girl? Our show is already live. We can not do a show for 10 years and come back and still be live, all right? Don't get twisted. You still need your game up, all right? 6-4 in the building.
6-4 in the house, Eddie.
Is it being?
Did you hear the ignorance that just came out of her mouth?
Nah, what'd she say? I'll try not to listen to her anyway. What'd she say?
I'll make your show live.
I mean, it sounds good, but, you know, she knows that's far from the truth. You make it loud.
Anyways.
You make it loud. I don't know about live. I'm not trying to play.
Well, you know what? If I can't make it live, I got somebody that'll make this show live. You live on the air.
Nah,
air.
What the fuck
what
is
you
dirty?
Okay, you know what?
Who this little nigga right here, man?
No, it's more like, who's this shimmy? He's a shim. He's a boy.
I'm a nigga and I look better than you, nigga. Fuck out of here. You saw the video, you mouth head ass nigga.
Yo, son, this is the deal, man. Your best bet, is to just,
your
you know,
best bet is to go,
go
get
to the woman's bathroom, sit down,
ass.
And take that tampon out,
you
right?
Get some mountains out,
right,
you get the muscles removed. Fucking.
You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to mute you and talk about you because I got that power. I'm tired of these grown men that sit down and pee, man. Like, come on. That's not cool. It's not cool to do that. Yeah, I mean, you wake up and eat cupcakes all day because you're a cupcake. Fat
yeah.
boy.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, how you think you talk when you're rolling with a big girl, man? Like, come on. That's like a damn, what is that? That's like a circus, man. You're a circus clown. You got a big girl.
I don't even know why you're talking to dude.
Huh?
I don't even know why you're talking to dude.
Yo, man, you got a big girl. Because every circus clown, every circus has someone that's fat. You got a big girl. Yeah, we don't, it's cool if you're fat. I mean, we're not coming at fat people, but if you got something to come out your mouth and you want to be disrespectful, then I'm going to put you there. So
that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, you got a big girl. Then you got a chick by the name of, the hell's her name? Tasha. Tasha looks like a damn mule. So she would be like the half man, half woman, half animal. And then you got the circus clown dude.
Yeah, man, cheese, triple cheese, man. Tell me about it.
Yeah, man, son don't know whether he's a man or a woman. He don't know whether to use the men's bathroom or the woman's bathroom.
What happened? You banged on son?
Nah, I just put him on mute for a second, because you know how they try to...
Little kitty.
He's like a female. He tries to go in.
I mean, who is dude, though, and why is he relevant? You.
I mean, he's definitely not rubbing at all.
Sounds like he's pussy.
Yeah, he is. He's trying to be like.
So you banged on him or not?
Nah, I didn't. I put him on mute, but.
Oh yeah, I hear you. Yeah, I did put him on mute early and not late. Y'all ain't nobody. Y'all get.
Yeah, like word. Like, you know what I mean? Like right now, he's probably talking like a female. You know, because he is.
Uh-huh.
You know. What was that? Yeah. I gotta take it today. I gotta buy some like cheesecake.
You gotta buy
whole
cheesecake.
I scarfed her cheesecake down, man. I didn't think she was on the scene anymore, so I murdered that joint.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it was. Yeah.
Who, you?
There you go. Oh, yeah, now.
Uh-huh.
Here we go. Now I got know your P-U-S-S-Y because
uh-huh.
You got to put us on mute.
You already know how that go, though, nigga. You already know, nigga.
Yeah, if you don't like it, don't call the show, stupid.
Faggot.
You know what?
We call faggot faggot, man. Let's be serious.
Yeah, my bad. Yeah, faggot.
We call faggot faggot.
Yo, son is a Bati boy, man.
Yeah, he
am. Yeah, he am. And he lucky my switchboard ain't coming up. Oh, man, it's a wrap for them. We back on. Oh, it's a wrap for them. Yeah, that's right. You stay muted. And you stay there like the somewhat female that you think you are, big headed nigga.
What?
That long ass hairline you got, man. Your hairline's in the middle of your back, fat boy.
Long ass hairline, little ass niggas, man.
Uh-huh.
Taking the gym, fresh and clean.
Oh man, you're not slaughtering anything, man.
Fresh out the shower.
These dudes. Yeah,
and
they can't even spell slaughter. Like, come on, man. You put a W in slaughter, stupid. Get your mojo back, fat girl. I tell you, man, every time you call this show, you can roast it like peanuts, man. Hey, yo, man, give me a fork, because this nigga's done.
Stick a fork in him?
Stick a fork in him, because he's done.
Yeah, you got it. Why am I pulling my shit off?
Beanie Siegel? Got his house foreclosed and he owes how much? $1.3 million. Yo, niggas think that, you know, oh, I make money. I don't got to pay the IRS. Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, they going to, yeah, they going to come for you. Yep. I don't got no more money. Can I pay installments? Yeah, while you're in jail.
Oh, boy, that's tough. Oh, boy. Yo, what time is it, G-Max?
Nah, because I don't even like cable. Roast by peanuts. Come on, my nigga. Step up your jokes. You know what? I really step my jokes up. Look in the mirror, son.
Basically.
Fat boy.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, you know, the funny thing about it is that they're still listening and they're texting me. And the whole time, they've been unmuted. Hey, yo, Six, that you? Yo, man, what's going on with connection, baby?
Expecting not to sweat, and these niggas know I lay them down, make your bed. Bitches try to kick me while I'm down, I break your leg. Money outweighing problems on a triple beam. I'm sticking to the script, you niggas skipping scenes. Be good or be good at it. Fucking right, I got my gun, semi-automatic. Yeah, put the dick in their mouth, so I guess it's fuck what they say. I'm high as a bitch, up, up in the way, man. I come down in a couple of days. Okay, you want me up in the cage, then I'll come out in beast mode. I got this world stuck in a safe combination. It's the cheat code, it's beast and motherfucker blood gang, and I'm in bleed mode. All about my dope, but I don't even check the peephole. So you could keep knocking, but won't knock me down. No love lost, no love found.
It's a little too late to say it's your story now. You kicked me when I was down, but what you say it don't
hurt. That's right,
it don't
hurt.
Than I had been in my whole entire life. I can see these people's ears perk up as I begin to stab with the pen. I'm a little bit sicker than most. Sit spin again, sick again. They say the competition is stiff, but I get a hard dick from the shit now. Sick it in. I ain't never giving in again. Caution to the wind, complete freedom. Look at these rappers, how I treat them. So why the fuck would I join them when I beat them? They call me a freak cause I like to spit on these pussies before I eat them. Man, get these fat cocksuckers off stage. Where the fuck is Kanye when you need them? Snap the mic from them. I'ma let you finish in a minute, get a rap of type on. Punish with the greatest verse of all time, so you might wanna go back to the lab tonight and dribble out them rhymes you were gonna spit and start over from scratch and write new ones. But I'm afraid that it ain't gonna make no difference when I rip the shade and tear it in half tonight. As soon as adrenaline rush, you feel the bass up on the place all the way to the parking lot, fellow. Set fire to the mic and ignite the crowd. You can see the spark from hot metal, cold hearted from the devil. Guard of the game I so started to rock, fellow. But I'm not even in my heart.
Show. This isn't Shade 4-5, you know.
That's probably
what
happened.
You can tell because they have more ratings than us. That's how you know they ain't Shade 4-5. Shade 4 in the building. 14 minutes left. Hey, yeah, tell that chick in the background to shut up. We're on there, all right?
Come on, Doug. Fall back over that, man.
Oh, yeah, so when you love?
Nah, it's got nothing to do with that. Watch your mouth, son. Come on.
Now you're right. It's my watch your mouth. Let me go look in the mirror. What do you want?
Oh, boy. Yeah, I know. Take it literally.
Just give me the power.
I mean, while you're in the house. You're in the house with a
give
man.
Give the people the air.
Doing who knows what right now. You.
Yo. Roast this bitch for me, man.
Yo, where's Slala? Slala.
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 Yo, I said call the show. Don't call my cell phone. Slala.
Slala.
She called
your cell phone?
Football. Huh?
She called your cell phone?
Yeah, it's more bad call my cell phone, man. I just want to put it out there that anybody needs to be dug out of the snow.
Mm-hmm.
I'm charging you a plate of food.
Mm-hmm.
You give me some food, I'll dig you out with my bare hands.
Uh-huh.
I'm on the phone.
There's some poor stuff.
Oh, boy, who that?
My bar hand.
Who that right there, man? I heard a female's voice. Who that?
It's
look,
the fucking one and only, nigga. He can't
we
live without
invite
one.
Everybody on the show.
Lala.
We
even
invite, we want to invite her to the show. Who is, do you know her personally?
Yo, Raheem, I thought that she was going
on Thursday. And this is Wednesday. Can you get a hold of him?
Why are you using his government
I'm
name?
Yo, I'm about to start doing that Twitter thing, y'all. Especially with Song Thursdays. You got a bunch of chicks
right now.
Taking pictures of their songs.
That makes it so sick.
What's a hip hop model? Hey, yo, Lala, we don't want to see your song on Thursdays, all right? Just to let you know.
We sure don't.
You keep your pants on. The world should not be able to be, you know, abused with seeing your song.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, your best was to hang up. Another one to bang on you anyway. She's going to touch. Oh,
yeah. She's mad.
That little butt, man. There should be a law in the United States that you get one slap per month. You feel me? If you know what I mean? We got kids brothers, so I can't really go in. But you get one slap per month. You see a chick, you like, yeah. Like, you can't get hit on harassment charges or nothing. You like, yeah, that's more. Oh, she has a stuffy.
Yeah, but who gets to do it every month?
Slap. Yeah, one butt slap. Nah, I can't do that.
But who gets to do it? How do you choose who gets to do it?
Well, no, everybody. Like, you know, every man. So they might pick one girl, and she might have a million slaps in one day.
Uh-oh.
But
Uh-oh.
It is what it is. Like, I use my slap ticket. Like, I'm good. I can't wait till next month. Oh, yeah. I would like to give her one slap right there. That's her name? Man, her name is coming. Her name is Come Down My Throat on Twitter. So
oh, boy.
Them, you know?
Oh, man.
Hey, yeah, I really hate you right now. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
You're on the air, Lala.
Huh?
You're on the air.
All right.
Speak your mind. So what do you think about, Kalonics?
Say that again?
What do you think about Kalonics?
Kalonics?
Kalonics, not Kalonics, Kalonics.
I don't know what that is.
You don't know what a Kalonic is?
I don't know.
Ask your boy. I'm pretty sure he knows.
Girl,
he's
I don't know like,
butt,
if I'm
like
hearing
gerbil.
It right. So that's why I don't want to say the word. Wait, hold on. I'm going to put a speaker. Say the word. What is it?
It's a Kalonic. A Kalonic.
She still don't know.
Yeah, she still doesn't know, man.
Oh,
that's our Harlem, that's our Harlem education.
Anal cleansing shit like that.
Yeah.
Well,
you got it right.
What do you think about it? I don't have a problem
I think
with
it's popping.
You actually think it's popping?
Actually, gay boyfriend back there, what he thinks about it. He probably loves it.
Well, he probably likes it. He's getting a dick in his butt. Like, God, that's a dumb question.
I didn't
ask. Well, you asked my boy in the background to ask him, so what the fuck do you think? If he wants to get a dick in his butt, do you think he would mind to get a tube in
Yo,
his
hold
ass?
Yo, hold on. Lala, shut the fuck up.
No, I'm not going to shut
asshole.
The fuck up.
Shut the fuck up.
Wait, who's you talking about?
He said, ask your gay boyfriend in the background what he thinks about it. Why are you worrying about what he getting up in his
No,
ass?
I didn't say that. See, you're
I
adding extra
you
words.
That.
You're,
little you're
adding extra words. What I said was is that you don't know what a colonic is. Ask your boy in the background. I'm pretty sure he knows.
No,
that's
I'm
what
not
I
talking
said.
About what you said. See, look at you. You're not listening. I'm listening. Your other host is back
at me.
Yo, GQ, what my
look,
friends
bitch,
are.
Yo,
oh,
GQ,
now you want to talk over me, nigga,
much,
right? Because you just said some homo ass shit. This
nah,
nigga.
Hang up on this bitch. She's fucking
nah,
running out
you're
my way
mad
too much.
Because
shut
you asked
fuck
this nigga what he thought about
mad
that shit in his
mad
ass.
Mad at what? Mad at what? You're an asshole.
No, what the hell is going on?
You know that shit was some homo. Fuck out of here, nigga.
I think she put a virus on the switchboard.
Huh?
She's an asshole. You're an asshole. That's why you're
yeah,
mad.
Yeah, she is.
Get the fuck out of here, dumb bitch. And you're fat.
Oh, you're so fucking mad. How this nigga dumb mad? Because he asking me what my good friend thinks about it. Like, you're gay. Fuck out of here, nigga. You burning. Stop fucking burning right now.
Yo, shut the fuck up.
No, I'm not
gonna
Oh, now you want to shut me up because you said some homo ass shit. That is my fault. the fuck? How you mad at me?
Mad at what? You're an asshole. That's the bottom line. You're an asshole.
I'm an asshole.
Let it be what it is.
Sit down
here. There's nothing you can do about it. Nothing you can do to change it. That's it. You're an asshole and your homie's a faggot. Shut the fuck up. That's it.
It's simple.
Shut the fuck up. That's
flamboyant.
It. That's it.
And we ain't
talking
about Big Al either.
You have a homosexual fantasies about my detour video.
Come on, son. No, I care what you got to say, man. Not even your mother cares, man. That's why you're what you are, which you are. I bet you was one of them kids that used to walk around your mother's high heels, huh?
Yeah, he actually was. They said you was one of those kids that used to walk around and your mother's high heels.
Hey, yo, GQ, and look at this bitch, home in the middle of the day with a faggot on the fucking phone.
Yeah, like, come on, you ain't got no job to go to? What's going on here?
I see him all today. You got off today.
Oh, Burger King is closed.
Why be mad, nigga, because you just got caught out here. I'm going to let you try to get out of here, nigga, because you just tight right now. You're burning.
Your homo friend's mouth is burning. That's what it is.
Fucking asshole, you are.
Hey, what? Yeah, yo, your homie's tongue got the gout, man.
Listen, I don't even want to talk about that faggot ass nigga no more.
Really? Yeah. So hang up then, fat girl.
Yeah, she's mad. Ain't this past feeding time anyway? Look, she's mad. Now she wants to hang up. Look, go pick
up. I didn't hang up. My nigga, I'm not a salty. I'm right here, but what are you saying?
Look. Come on, man. You sound like you got fatter since I last seen you.
You're mad.
You sound like you got fatter since I last seen you. What is that?
Sorry. Go ask all your little friends over there what they think about me. They all so fucking thirsty. Want to talk shit.
I don't know. She has a point there. I can't front.
I don't know who she could be referring to, but I guess so, if you say so, Ma. Tell yourself what you need to tell yourself.
You're just straight washed up. Nobody even cares about you. Like, you have no fear, or you're like 30-something years old, living in your mother's basement with no fucking life, no girl. Nobody even cares about what you're saying. And you're not working today because it's snow outside. So you need to shut the fuck up and be happy that you're home relaxing instead of trying to go in on me and my friend. Just fall back. Words.
She's mad. Look.
I'm not mad. You're mad. You're mad. You're the mad one. Do you really want me to go in while you're mad?
She said, first of all, you're off today. Second of all, don't worry about me and my gay friends. You live in your mother's basement with no life and no girlfriend and no life. Fuck
them.
You're a fat pig. Shut the fuck up.
I'm a fat pig, and you're a fucking lame ass nigga that lives in your mother's basement with two kids that you're probably paying child support for, and you have no life or no girl. You're probably jerking off every fucking day. Nasty fuck.
Oh, boy.
Who's madder? You or me? I don't live with my mother, and I'm only, what? I'm 24 years old. How old are you? Oh, shut the fuck up. Okay. I don't live with my mama, boo-boo. How about you? What's taking you so long?
Here we go. You know what, you're right. I do live with my mother. I live in my mother's basement with no lights, no gas, no heat, no cat, no nothing. All right? But I pay my rent, okay?
Kids that you got. And stop buying them fake ass Christmas presents to go to Toys R Us, you broke ass punk.
Yeah.
Once you send them over to mom, I'll fix
your
daughter's
dinner. Whoa.
Once you send them to mom, Chris, stop having your daughter actually go to school.
I gotta
like something.
Can you talk without stuttering? You got a mouthful of jelly beans in your mouth, man. Like, come on, man.
A mouthful of money in my mouth,
you fucking homo.
You got a mouthful of fun dip over there,
dog. You're just mad because you want...
Yo, every time you talk, for some reason, I get a whiff of perfume, fat boy.
Every time I talk, you get a whiff of perfume. That's because you're sweet and you're fucking.
I'm sweet. Come on, son. You can't even get
yes,
it together.
You
get your mojo back, man.
That's because you're sweet and you're not
cool
mojo
to
wear
hot
pink.
Yo, you got on, Jordan sandals, man. Come on, man. In the snow.
I don't want Jordan sandals, my nigga.
You don't want Jordan sandals,
bro,
but you
want
Jordan high heels, though, yo.
Faggot. So what? You live in broke-ass Staten Island. You can't even shop. They don't even have a...
Wow, come on. Where are you getting your information from? First of all, you're getting your information from a wildebeest, man.
They don't even have a
sneaker store
out there. That's why you gotta go drive your Pepsi truck to the Woodbury Commerce.
You call that a wildebeest?
That's why you
wow.
be driving your Pepsi truck to Woodbury.
That's why I drive my Pepsi truck to Woodbury. Where?
Exactly.
Where?
That's why we pay faggots no mind.
Because
they don't know what
to do. Yeah, man. You don't pay y'all no
what?
Mind, man. I mean, hey, your mom and dad didn't pay
you
mind, so why should we pay you mind?
Yeah, is that why you're not taking care of your child support? Because your faggot-ass son is not.
That's
is
why
that
they
the reason
why? Because no one pays you mind. The only one paying
you
mind is a circus clown named Zipporah.
That's why you're not paying him no attention and no child support?
Come on, man.
He called that a circus clown.
You better start doing
that
his life before he winds up out that game.
No, man. No one cares about you, son. And you got
no,
a
no one cares
too.
About. No
yeah,
one cares
man,
about
you
your children,
enough, man.
No one cares about your kids. That's what no one cares about.
Yo, hey, yo, son, you're on the low, and even your phone is on the low, faggot. Get out of here.
Actually, I'm not on the low. I'm just fucking hot as hell.
Yeah,
happened.
You're just flamboyant. You're out in the open, right? Yeah, no doubt.
I'm not flamboyant, nigga. You saw the video. My swag is
on. Come on, man. I didn't see no video. That's the thing about it. I didn't see the video. I have a prepaid phone.
You have a prepaid phone.
It gets no videos.
So
I didn't have no videos.
So you're out of the loop because you're an old-ass broke motherfucking bro.
Yeah, you're right. I ain't out of the loop. Just like you're out of the loop of being with women.
You're an old prehistoric
bum-ass
nigga. That's why.
You're a bum, man. Matter of fact,
you know
what?
You can't afford a phone
with you. You got 60 seconds
got
left, and I'm hanging up on you, stupid.
You
just got banged on.
You guys just got banged on, pussy.
Banged on. That's how we end the show. We go in, man. Angry Blasted Radio. Station, let's speak your. Station, let's speak your mind. I can't really curse because you know. Well, yeah, the station that tries to let you speak, and then you say something stupid. Angry Boy Shape 4. You know what I mean? And look, they called back. Circus clowns.
Hey,
hold
exactly.
on.
Hold on. Hey, yo, don't let her talk at all, son. But
nah,
ahead,
I'm not. The show's over in 17 seconds. So, you know, we're going to come back. We're probably going to do another show around like 4 o'clock.
Yeah, pretty much.
You know what I mean? It's going to be the official light-up session. And then my nigga, Rob Bakes is going to be on. He's going to be hosting. And we're going to really go in, man. So, y'all ready for the drama? Y'all done started something, man. I can't even talk right now. I'm stuttering. I got a donut on my car, and I got 3 flat tires. So, you know, it is what it is.
You got a donut and 3 flat?
And 3 flat tires. So, I'm going to play this last song, and we out of here.
Out of here, pussy. I'm
trying to think. I got to give them a good song, man. Let's see. Good song. Give them some gas, yeah. Yes, we can. Nah. Ricky Blaze, Remy Ma, Short Dog, Shine, System of a Down, Daddy's Home. I guess I'll play this. I'm tired of it. Matter of fact, you know what? I'm playing this joint right here, this jump off right here. This is Wu-Tang, Winter Wars. Keep it locked.
Yo, Winter Wars is
radio.
Shit.
Yeah, when the war goes in. We'll be in that, 6. You're going to be available around 5?
Yeah.
The light up session, baby.
Yes, this shit is all coming at your door. suck, scream out loud. Wu-Tang's back for more. Yes, the hour's four. I told you before, prepare for mic fight. And plus the Cold War.
With rhymes to digest through the RZA console. Axe, Y, slam, non-diagram fold. Rickon drop the bomb, hunchback. Notre Dame, golden arms is bronze. Who the palm, hit Quran, it flows extreme. Mainstream, be the theme, supreme team. America's cream team, redeem, beat out the song. Chrome tones, hit the moans of Al Capone. Gun pow to the dome, it splits the bone. Wig blown off the ledge by the alleged. Full-fledged, sledge, RZA edge. One dose of my ferocious handheld trigger cut. I got pella spitting shell, paralyzed, you get touched. And critical, mic cords, hanging like umbilical cords. Throw swords, five-star general. Roar be the quote, rap style, sword throat. Through the fully operation, new handheld totem.
Yes, this shit is raw coming at your door. You start to scream out loud, Wu-Tang's back for more.
100,000 times one, snatch up my sounds, get done. I hold a title, and here shine my belt with 1 second. Slick majestic, broke mics to left infected. Germs start to spread to your crew, you lack an effort. You ask for it, shout out to jams like syringes. My technique alone blows doors straight off the hinges. Mass Avenger, I appear to blow your ear like wind. With a freestyle, sharper than the Indian spear. So sit back and let the king explore. Describe me, the kid's nice and he holds swords in his name. Black attacks the nerve like migraines. With more gains than beggars on trains. Living sharp pain, poisonous rebel like Dex. You can't destroy this, they get ambushed, skate. Try to avoid this, side effects of hot raps and hot tracks. A duffel bag full of guns undipped in black. Our culture flies and attacks like a vulture. Ghost face in Madison Square is on your poster.
Yes, this shit is raw coming at your door. You start to scream out loud, Wu-Tang's back for more. Yes, the hour's four, I told you before. Prepare for mic fights and plus a Cold War.
Be on the lookout for this mass murderous suspect that fills more body bags than Park Mason Project. And as far as the coroner's know, the autopsy show, it was a Shaolin blow. Put on by my family, brought to the academy. Of the Wu and learned how to fuck up your anatomy. Steadily, calm and deadly. Splatterhead lyrics, I lick through your transmit. MC submit to the will as I kill your juvenile freestyle. Civilize the mental. Devils worship this like an icon. Bear hugging mites with the grips of a python.
Yes, this shit is raw coming at your door. Suck, scream out loud. Wu-Tang's back for more.
You heard other raps before, but kept waiting for the son of song. I keep dance hall strong. Beats another worthy of my cause. I prolong extravaganza. Time sits still. No propaganda. Be wary of the skill. As I bring forth the music, make love to your eardrum. Dedicated to rap, nigga. Beware the fearsome. Lebanon, John, Malcolm X, B-Threat. CD massacre. Murder to cassette. I blow the shop up. You ain't seen nothing yet. One man ran trying to get away from it. Put your bifocal on, watch me a cometh into your chamber like Freddy into Dream. This kaboomerates your technique in your scheme. Four chords of applause like a black dad did that. You stuck on stupid like I'm stuck on the map. Nowhere to go except next show, bro. Entertaining motherfuckers can't stop O.M. battling. You don't want me to start tattling all up on the stage cause y'all snakes keep rattling. Bitch, you ain't got nothing on the rich. Every other day my whole dress code switch. Some distant in case you wanna clock me like Sherry. All y'all crab bitches ain't got the worry. Can't get a nigga like Don Dime a dozen. Even if I'm smoked out, I can't be scoped out. I'm too ill. I represent Park Hill. See my face on a $20 bill. Cash it in and get $10 back. The fat LP with cappuccino on the wax. Pass it in your thing, put valve up to 12. Put all the other LPs back on the shelf. And smoke a blunt and dial 917-1604-9311. And you could get long. Long dick hip-hop affection. I damage any MC who step in my direction. With Staten Island Beth, son, fuck what you heard. Niggas still talking, that shit is absurd. My repertoire is USSR. PLO style got thrown out the car and ran over by the Method Man Jeep. Divine can't define my style, it's so deep like pussy. My low-cut face stay bushy like a porcupine. I part backs like a spine, gut you like a blunt and reconstruct your design. I know you wanna diss me, but I could read your mind cause you're weak in the knees like SWV, trying to get a title like Wu Killer B. Can't change your habit. You know I'm friends with the Abbot. Me and RZA Rod name printed in the tablet under vets. We paid our debts for mad years. Hibernated sound and now we out like bears and born power. Born physically, power speaking. The truth in the song be the pro-black teaching.